The Garda Representative Association has not accepted the Garda Commissioner's offer of talks to resolve a disputed issue of the Garda roster. The association, along with three other Garda associations, met Commissioner Drew Harris again this morning. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds is with us. The standoff over rosters by no means sorted, Paul.
No, the Garda Commissioner, as we know, offered the associations two options for talks to resolve this impasse: talks under the auspices of the WRC or talks within internal Garda processes. Now, neither option has been found to be acceptable to the largest Garda association, the GRA. They were one of the four associations that met the Commissioner at headquarters this morning. 9,000 rank and file Garda, as we know, have voted no confidence in Drew Harris, and the crux of the problem is that they're not happy with the Commissioner's decision to reintroduce the Westminster Town roster on November the 6th. Now, this is the roster which was found by an internal Garda report to be not fit for purpose 4 years ago, but it's the only roster that has been agreed between the Commissioner and the associations. The GRA say they want this off the table before any talks can begin. But their position is at odds with the sergeants and inspectors who have agreed to re-enter talks on the roster. They will agree to enter take option two, which is through the internal Garda mechanisms. Now, while the Garda Commissioner has moved somewhat by offering to reopen talks on the roster, he hasn't moved far enough for the GRA. The Westminster Town roster remains an issue. The GRA says it doesn't make sense for the Commissioner to reintroduce this disputed roster, particularly in the middle of a talks process, which they say they're prepared to enter if the Commissioner takes this issue off the table. And they also say they feel it's not unreasonable of them to ask the Commissioner for a deferral. Far from them accepting that this is a precondition on their behalf, they actually view it as a precondition on behalf of the Commissioner. They feel it's left hanging over their head. So when they met this morning and when the GRA told Commissioner Harris this, he said he would reflect on that, and he's asked all sides to meet up again next Tuesday. But at this stage, it appears to be a red line issue for rank and file Gardaí.
So in the meantime, the roster is due to be enforced in the first week in November. That remains the position, yes?
Yeah, November the 6th.
So
that's the position as it is now. But the Commissioner said he will reflect on this over the weekend, and he'll meet the associations on Tuesday, when we will expect to hear his position on that. Another deadline really is the following day, when the GRA are due to hold a special delegate conference where representatives from all over the country are due to meet in Kilkenny and give their views on this. And the GRA say they'll be guided by whatever comes out of that conference as to which way they will go, because their mandate for the moment, they have a mandate from the Central Executive Committee not to go into talks until the November the 6th issue is sorted, the Westminster roster is sorted. And that will either be confirmed at the Special Delegate Conference, or whatever the Commissioner tells them on the Tuesday will be the main topic of discussion for that the following day.
On a separate matter, Paul, a young Garda was injured in Dublin last night while on patrol. What are Gardaí saying happened, and where did it happen?
Yeah, this happened at about 8:45 last night. The Gardaí stopped a stolen car in Basin Street, in the Basin Street area of Dublin. Two people were in the car. The Gardaí spoke to them, engaged with them. However, a bottle with liquid in it, believed to be an ammonia-type substance, was produced and thrown at the Gardaí. One of the Gardaí received injuries to his face and eyes, which required hospitalisation and treatment. Both suspects then fled the scene. They ran away. The car, which had been reported stolen earlier this month in Dublin, was recovered and removed. It's now been forensically examined. A woman in her 30s was arrested by the Gardaí. She's currently being detained under Section 3 of the Criminal Justice Non-Fatal Offences Against the Person Act. She was arrested and detained for an offence under that. She's been detained under Section 4, which means she'll be questioned for up to 24 hours. Now, the injured Garda is a man in his 20s. He's stationed at Kilmainham Garda Station. He's receiving what the Garda headquarters says is necessary medical attention. They say his injuries are not life-threatening, and the Garda welfare services have been made available to him and activated. But it was quite a nasty attack, and an unsuspected attack, to produce some kind of ammonia or poisonous liquid and throw it at the guards.
Paul, thank you. That's our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. More on the news at 1 after this break.